BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
It's the return of the Scott Mills Daily. Listener Chloe is worried about being an actual adult. The bangers are back on, me against Chris. Real or no real with Greg. And so many people are asking if we're going to be providing commentary for any of the Euro matches this year. Scott Mills here, back 1 till 4. What have you missed, Chris?
Oh, do you know what? You've missed quite like... I'll tell you what, the best thing that you missed was probably the nanny rap battle that
right.
we did.
So I saw this last week while I was away.
Yeah.
So tell me about it.
Okay, so how it works is Matt Edmondson's granny, Granny Edmondson, she's on the show quite often.
Yes.
She's never rapped before, but she's been on the show before.
Right.
And we thought it'd be funny to get her rapping against Nana Joyce. Now, you know Nana Joyce.
I do. And you've said for a while now that she has got, like, bars for days.
She's really good. Do you remember I recorded her over Christmas? Because I got a karaoke machine and we got her to do, I think it was Shaggy, it wasn't me.
It was.
And she was brilliant. So anyway, we got her to do the rap battle. Do you want to hear a bit of it?
Yeah, go on.
Drop it like it's hot. Nan Joyce is better than me. Tell my name, shut up. Mention my name in your tweets. Oi, rude girl, shut up. Better than me? Shut up. Best in the scene. Tell my nan. Couple name, call me a backup dancer. On stage at bingo, I'm a backup dancer.
It goes on like that. So good, isn't it?
I'm not sure I'm too keen on her being a backup dancer at bingo.
No? Not keen on that?
Not so much, no.
She was, no, she smashed it. I saw her over the weekend, actually, and she's loving it. She's all basking in the glory of all that.
Her newfound fame.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
I went to the James Corden show last week.
I saw, because you know what, you went a little bit quiet at one point last week. I was like, oh, what's he up to, right?
Well, next thing went under radar, it's fine.
Next thing, these people, like loads of people actually, were tweeting me a link to a video of you in the audience and James Corden. James Corden's there giving you a massive hug.
Yeah. So at the end of the show, he kind of like high fives everyone. He's like, yeah, thanks for coming. And I got a hug at the end.
I was like, oh, he's doing all right then. He's popped up there.
Yeah, yeah.
So
I appeared for approximately 1.5 seconds.
That's how I can keep tabs, right? There was a strong suspicion you'd gone to the Euros at one point as well.
What?
Loads of people were texting and going, oh, I assume Scott's at the Euros.
Why would you ever assume that?
The Scott Mills Daily.
We're just glad you're here, Scott, because at one point earlier today, we weren't sure whether you were going to turn up or not.
What do you mean? So you're sleeping.
On your Twitter yesterday, you put, back tomorrow, 1 p.m, Radio 1, I can't wait.
That's when I was in America, I put that there.
Yeah, but then that's the last anyone here heard from you. So there was this meeting that happened earlier on. Like, I don't know what we're going to do.
What do you mean?
Well, because no one had heard from you. Yeah, yeah. And like your management were on saying, everyone was contacting me saying, you heard from Scott. He's not bothered to tell anyone that he's arrived or anything.
I was just sleeping.
Is he going to be there for the show? Is he not? We actually
why I got a message saying, are you alive earlier? It's like, can everyone just calm down?
Oh, I had so many of your mates on.
Right.
I had managers here contacting me. Have you heard from Scott? We need to know if he's going to turn up today.
Just to sleep.
I mean, seriously. Right. And do you know what? I came up with this idea. I wish we could have done it, where I was going to get a takeaway delivery driver to go knock around your place to see if you're awake.
And I would have got food as well.
Which would have been well good. Yeah. You know your favourite Chinese place.
Yeah.
We could have done that.
I also need to apologise to everyone in my street. I hope you had a nice street party last Sunday. So for weeks, I've been getting notes left on my car saying, please move your car for this Sunday street party. Right? This is classic me. And I'm like, oh yeah, I remember. Didn't remember,
yeah,
did
the
I?
Neighbours hate you anyway,
they
don't
hate
they?
Me.
Since they
absolutely
they rejected
hate me.
Your planning permission.
Right, so I went away and totally forgot that the street party was happening. So my car... And I've got pictures from my friend. My car is the only car left in the street.
But did they dress it up? Did they put flags on it?
They put hay bales around it and continued the street party.
Why hay bales around it?
They serve
drinks off it.
I don't know. But mine's the only car in the street. I think I need to move.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Lisbon, Wolf Alice on BBC Radio 1. Right, here's some Glastonbury people. Emily is serving up the best roast chicken in Glastonbury. So that's why she's going, just to feed all the lovely people who are there.
Oh, so it's everyone working that's getting down there now.
A lot of people working for charities as well. Also, Tom from Stowmarket's been on saying, we're leaving for Glastonbury in about an hour. It's because the camper van fields open tomorrow morning. So the earlier you're there, the closer your pitch will be to the festival.
Ah, right. And then if you're doing the catering as well, this is where you need to start preparing all the food, isn't it? It's like buttering all the bread.
So, all the rolls.
Yeah, it's peeling all the potatoes.
So there's loads of caterers and a lot of people going down to work at the event who are going to Glastonbury right now. So good afternoon to you.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, Chloe.
Hi, Scott.
You're right.
Yeah, I'm good, thank you.
Yeah, I'm good. What's going on?
Well, I got left by myself, by my mum and my stepdad, and I had to adult for the first time.
What do you mean? Where have you been?
Well, I've just finished uni. I was doing French, Spanish and Catalan, but they didn't prepare me to make my own food in that degree.
Okay, so how old are you now?
I'm 22.
Right, and you've never made food before in your life?
Well, I definitely have, but I feel like when you move back home, everything just you just resort to being a child again.
No, that's not true. So, what do you mean? So you, like, have you finished uni, did you say?
I am finished, yeah.
No, so you've graduated now. This is the real life. This is like, this is what happens.
Actual adult.
Yeah, but I just wasn't ready because I got thrown in. I had to do the ironing, I had to do the washing and cook lunch. It was too much.
You're full on adult now. Yeah. Are you aware of this?
I don't feel like adulting. I think maybe next year. Because there's too many things
what's
happening
this
in
phrase?
One year.
Scott, what's this phrase?
To be fair,
I'm currently adulting.
It took you a while to adult.
Did it?
It did a while. After uni, there was a dangerous period where it's like, am I really? Or, I don't know.
Oh, it's right. A really scary prospect. Because like no part of your degree prepares you for like having to... real life adult.
Yeah.
I mean, you can pretend adult and answer your emails with like the words like perusal and stuff. But that's what I said to my dissertation tutor. I said, I've just attached my dissertation for your perusal. You know?
Right. Yeah.
So you felt like partial, an adult, but you're not really.
Yeah, that was partial adulting.
Yeah.
But now the real deal is going on.
Yeah, you're transitioning, aren't you, to full adult?
Yeah, in the transition phase, yeah.
Fine. So your parents have gone out and you've been left to cook your own dinner and that's causing you grief?
Here in Cornwall, that causes me grief. Birmingham, absolutely no problem. You can have 5-star everything. Fajitas are the one with guac and all. But down here, when the only thing on eye level at the fridge is couscous and eggs, I don't know. I just go back a few paces and it's as if I've
You're dealing with an adult fridge there, aren't you?
Yeah, I am. And it's been stacked adultly as well, so that the stuff that children shouldn't get their hands on are out of sight and out of reach.
Right. So what was the difference between Birmingham and here then in Cornwall?
I feel like in Birmingham it's a big city and for a little country bumpkin like me, you have to pretend to adult and like, you know, march out, wear heels every now and again. Down here, I've always got flip-flops and wellies on.
Yeah.
And I'm just so much more relaxed. I don't, you know, it's just a completely different world up there. Past the Tamar, that's it.
But what are you struggling with? What are you struggling with food-wise? I don't quite understand what your food issue is. You cooked when you were at uni. You've come home. Yeah. I understand you expect your parents to do everything for you, but you're now an adult, so that's not happening. And then you've gone to the fridge, and the
Chris
only thing...
Chris Stark, I'm going to stop you there. Oh. I don't expect Mum and Chris to do everything for me. I've ironed their boxer shorts. I've ironed their pants for them. I will happily help them out. But
your
the
mom.
Fact is, yeah. Well, not Mum's boxer shorts, clearly.
Right.
But,
sorry,
you know.
Okay.
I don't know, it's Cornwall.
So what's your issue? I still don't understand.
What are you on about?
The issue is I have not done my own shopping, so I can't march off with my list of like, right, I need these 4 ingredients to make this one meal. Here, there's too much choice and too much pressure and my little head post-exams just can't take it.
Oh, love.
So what? I don't understand what you've rang a national radio station for at this point.
So you've been to the fridge, you've got couscous, you've got eggs, right?
Yeah.
So what have you done?
So I have also found myself some butter. I have gone and preheated the pan safely, put my butter in, cracked my eggs in, got the omelette base on the go, grated some cheese and possibly a couple of fingernails. And then I thought, oh, right, usually I have ham, got no ham, what else have we got? Couscous. Thrown it in, bam, folded it over, didn't think about it, put it in my mouth and then reconsidered my choice.
Like, honestly, is this your major problem in life?
At the moment, yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
These are the struggles.
I've eaten much worse.
Yeah,
after
definitely.
A night out, definitely.
Definitely. Well, you've just got yourself a couscous omelette there. I admit it's not nice. Like, I agree with you, it's not nice, but it's not proper rank, is it?
Scott is laughing here. There's clearly something wrong. The fact that you've put couscous and omelette in the same sentence.
No, because I've eaten much worse omelettes.
Like what? Do I want to know?
Whatever's in the fridge.
Precisely. This is my problem.
Well, I hope we see you on Bear Grylls' new show. Because I think you would be awesome. Just out there surviving with your eggs and your couscous.
I think we can say that I've got potential. That's always an endearing term, isn't it?
Well, look, good luck adulting.
Good luck out there.
Thanks so much. Thanks.
The struggle's real, isn't it?
Right on.
All right, love you, bye.
Love you, bye, love you, bye, love you, bye.
Has she gone? Oh, she's gone. I really wish I'd grilled her more about ironing her mum's boxer shorts.
The Scott Mills Daily.
One.
Oh, it's good to be back on this afternoon. All good with Matt last week?
Yeah, all good. All good. Not the same, but all good.
Oh, well, thank you, my darling. Do you know the best thing about last week?
What?
Walking into a bar and getting asked for my ID.
So good.
But they have to do that, don't they, over there? No, I might be wrong.
No.
Don't
like,
they
if
do
I was a 60-year-old man, they wouldn't ask me for ID.
No, I think they do over there. I think it's like, even if you're like 90...
Oh, thanks for weeing on my bonfire.
No, I might be wrong. I might be wrong. But anyway...
Like, at least three times
look
that happens.
Look how happy you are.
It was so good. Bangers is back on at 2:40 this afternoon. I had a terrible week the week before I went away, didn't
yeah,
I?
Yeah, well, you lost every day.
Yeah.
Except you were so sneaky because you went away on the Friday. You avoided the five baller.
Yeah.
You got four balled, but apparently that's not enough.
That's
or
not
some
enough.
Kind of punishment.
So I pick a song, Chris picks a song at 2:40 this afternoon. And the best thing is, I've had a week away to collect my thoughts.
Yeah, we didn't do it last week. We didn't do innuendo bingo either.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So big games for England and Wales tonight at the Euros. Do you know what I miss?
What's that?
When we did the commentary for the World Cup. Do you remember that?
Oh, it was so fun.
Rob's been on saying, are you in start not doing any Euro commentary this year? KT is saying, it made it acceptable to watch the World Cup with my boyfriend because you two were doing commentary on the red button. No plans as yet, to be honest.
No plans, though. It's like, do you remember there was an article that came out slamming our coverage
absolutely
at one point?
Absolutely slamming it, yeah.
Because we weren't deemed to be professional enough.
If you missed it, during the World Cup, me and Chris provided alternative commentary for people that are not as interested in the actual game.
It was awesome.
On the red button, and it was so much fun. I get a lot of messages in the last week saying "Fat Ronaldo." What was that about?
Oh yeah, no, that was a bit rude actually.
Right, but it was trending.
But it was trending at one point due to an ill-advised comment
that you made.
No, that I was explaining to you. Anyway, look, that's not the way to sell this.
Who called you an idiot?
Daniel Sturridge then tweeted calling me an idiot.
An idiot.
Word like an idiot.
Yeah. And no,
which I then repeated on the commentary and had to apologise for in its own right.
BBC Sport have not been in contact.
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Right, so you know how Bangers works. I pick a song, Chris picks a song. We both believe they are the best. But who are you going to pick? Hi, Kate.
Yas Queen.
Yas Queen, how are you?
I'm fine, darling. How are you?
I'm okay, my darling. What's your job, please?
So I am cabin crew for a well-known airline.
Okay, good.
We wear red.
I know,
awesome.
Yeah,
right.
I know the red one, yeah. And where are you
Other
off to next?
Airlines are available.
Where are you off to then?
I'm off to New York tomorrow.
Oh, lush. What a job,
yeah.
Eh?
It is so good. I do love it. But the only problem is we get staff travel and we get put in upper class normally. So you then have to go back to economy sometimes and you're thinking,
no.
What's this? But no, it is good.
Oh, lols to your life.
I know, amazing.
So when you get to New York, do you get to go out in New York or do you have to come straight back?
No, we get 24 hours normally, so you can do anything within reason.
For 24 hours?
Yeah. So maybe a few beverages, some shopping, catching up with some friends who I've got out there. So, yeah, very
lush.
Nice.
Oh, wicked. So have you got New York friends and London friends and then you travel somewhere else and you got friends there?
Yeah, basically friends all over the world. It's good.
Wow. You got friends all parked up just waiting for you to arrive.
Hey, listen, have you ever been out for a night out in Bishop Stortford?
Where's that?
It's where Greg James is from.
Oh, no.
Kind of a bit near Stansted. It's all the air cabin crew all the time.
Stansted International?
Yeah, international, yeah.
No.
Oh, it's a good night out. You should go.
Yeah, isn't that where all the cabin crew are?
Yeah.
And like statistically, like one in three people there are cabin crew
yes.
or something. Yeah,
100%.
Yeah, they do industry nights in Crawley for cabin crew. That is where it goes down.
Yeah, Crawley and Bishop Stortford, that's where it goes down. All right, are you ready for our bangers?
I am.
I've got this for you today. Oh, I told you I've been to a pop punk night.
Yeah, you've been to one of those bars.
Fall Out Boy, Thanks for the Memories.
Tune.
Kind of forgotten about it.
God, this is going to be a new you this week, isn't it? All right, Kate, you can have that or you can have this. It's Magnetic Man, oh, I Need Air.
Nice.
Two different vibes, though, you
know? Two forgotten about gems, though.
I'll be completely honest, never heard any of those songs.
Oh, come on. What are you on about?
I'm normally down with this. I'm like hearing them, all the previous episodes. I'm like, yes. No, I have no idea. But
right, so you've never heard of Fall Out Boy? Thanks for the memories.
I've heard of Fall Out Boy, off.
Right,
but I've never heard these songs.
That's your choice.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Okay, so so Magnetic Man, not on your playlist.
How can you not have heard of them?
I don't know. I'm down with the kids as well, Chris.
Oh, when you say things like that, that's not.
Hi, Mum.
I think it's going to have to be Scott on this occasion.
Yes! Okay, I love you again.
Queen.
Yes, Queen. I'm going to make it bend and break. Say a prayer, but let the good times roll. In case God doesn't show. Now that is good.
That's a worry for me.
I've come back, haven't I?
Yeah, you've come back and you've got a list, haven't you?
Is that true that Kim Kardashian's in the video for that?
Really?
I didn't know that. Yeah, no, loads of people going, let's not forget that Kim Kardashian was in the music video for Thanks for the Memories. Is that like a little bit before she was kind of really famous?
Yeah, must have been.
Kim in Edinburgh says, Panic on the Ride to Asda and then Fall Out Boy on the way home. What a time to be alive. Who's never heard of Magnetic Man, says Craig. Oh, come on. A lot of people may not have heard of that.
No, but I reckon a lot of people wouldn't know the artist but would know the song.
Ollie says, I've worked in Bishop Stortford and I can confirm your stats. It's true. It's all cabin crew. Yes. Jamie in Shropshire says, Scott, this is your best ever choice. Normally go for Chris. That's what they all say.
Yeah.
So so I won on my first day
well
back.
Well done, mate.
Thank you very much. Good one, that. The Scott Mills
Daily. You know, we were talking about the alternative commentary that we did for the World Cup a couple of years ago.
So good, on the red button, yeah.
It was a good laugh, right?
Yeah, really good.
And loads of people got involved. Anyway, we've managed to find a couple of clips.
Oh, no. Do I want
to
hear these?
Yeah, well, just to give you an idea, in case you did miss it when we did this a couple of years ago, this was Spain v Netherlands. I think we commentated on two matches on the... I think you pressed the red button.
Yeah, and you could get the alternative commentary, which a lot of people did, like, that weren't that into football. If you didn't want to hear the BBC One coverage. You just put the red button on and we were commentating over the match. I don't know how they allowed that.
Well, I think it worked quite nicely because I was really into the World Cup. You enjoyed it for the sort of party atmosphere that came with it.
Yeah.
Similar to how we watch football as a kind of couple,
yeah.
if you were. Not that
yeah.
we were a couple, but no, you no. understand what
no,
I
we're
mean.
Really not.
Like, if we go watch the football together, I'll be there quite enjoying the football. Scott will be enjoying the sort of party vibes to it.
Yeah. And watching the players.
Yeah.
It's one of my favourite things.
Player watching.
Okay, is this a bit now?
Yeah, so...
Okay.
And Diogo Costa there, you can see, who in his spare time writes erotic fiction
no,
with the pseudonym
doesn't.
Ben Cooper.
This is, I mean, you're obviously getting fed wrong information over there, Scott. It does seem to go in waves. Wave after wave, as Mr. Probs may say.
Oh, no. Why did they let us do this?
I think I really held up the sort of official commentator side of things here.
I remember as well, you were absolutely loving it. You're like, yep, I'm on BBC Sport.
Like, oh, mate,
you're really not.
Biggest moment of my life. Well, I was.
Kind
do
of.
You remember also for the coverage, we wanted some little extras, you know, to make the difference. And we employed the services of a psychic to come join in. And he was brilliant. We'd never met him before. And he turned up and we basically forced to sit together and chat
yeah.
for 90 minutes. His name was Damien. Awesome yeah. bloke.
And he mostly just told us what star sign they were.
Yes.
Iniesta's class, isn't he? I mean, he really will be the difference today if...
Star sign Taurus.
Is it?
Yeah.
Interesting.
That's all he did.
And he predicted, he used to predict what the outcome would be, what yeah. the match would be like score-wise.
Yeah, but I think the Netherlands at one point were like 4-0 up, or I can't remember which way round it was, but one team was 4-0 up and he correctly predicted that they were going to win.
So good. Also, do you remember when there was a goal, we used to go all out.
That's when he's has got to be a penalty. It's a penalty. Where's the sound effect for that? We haven't got one. What page?
Next page. Idiot.
Penalty.
Oh, for God's
After
sake,
all
what
that.
Is that?
Is that it?
Is that the best?
Spain should score first.
Alonso okay. steps
This is what
up.
Our psychic's saying. He's saying...
It's gone to the left and it's in. It's a goal!
Go, 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 go!
Let's have a look at the goal line technology there. Yes, the ball did cross the line on that penalty. It definitely crossed the line.
Oh, I want to do it again. Someone says the best one you did was the Sweden-England game and you just played ABBA songs for the whole game. No, we didn't.
That's a lie.
That's not us. That wasn't us.
No, that wasn't us. I think we also did a Brazil game as
yes,
well.
Yes, we did. I remember that. Good times, though. Anyway, for anyone asking, nope, not been asked to do any Euro commentary as of yet. There's still time.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hugh Stevens is playing Innuendo Bingo tomorrow at 1:45. We love Hugh.
Yes.
Love him. So he always gets a good soaking. 1:45 tomorrow for Hugh Stevens off of Radio 1, Innuendo Bingo. And then Thursday, we've got somebody that couldn't do it a few weeks back. Do you remember Olympic diver Chris Mears?
Yes.
Actually issued a statement about not being able to be on Innuendo Bingo.
Okay, so he said this in a statement. With the Olympics so close and my training schedule increasingly intense, my body is under more physical strain than ever. And requires more attention and maintenance than ever. That was the line that got me. Requires more attention and maintenance.
Yes.
Never. That's like the grooming, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
It's the manscaping.
But surely we're nearer the Olympics now?
Well, he goes on. Oh. With this in mind, the Olympics had to come first. But in the coming weeks, I will come and take part in the best Olympic preparation game possible. Innuendo Bingo.
Yes.
Sorry. So that's cool.
That's really cool. So Chris Mears, if you follow him on the social medias, you'll realise he's not shy. So what we're saying?
Well, what we're saying is he wasn't in shape for last time we wanted to play Innuendo Bingo.
Right, do you think that's what it was?
He's now
a few more bicep curls.
He needed to train harder. So he's now ready. He's properly manscaped or whatever it is
whatever
that
it is
he was saying in his statement. And we'll be playing Innuendo Bingo.
And
can't
we're very pleased to have him. Chris Mears at 1:45 off of Olympic diving on Innuendo Bingo Thursday.
The Scott Mills Daily.
News just in. You know Unlucky Gary, my friend that we sometimes have on the show?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Everyone's got a friend group where there's one person that's like bad things happen to, and in my friend group, it's him. That's why his name's Unlucky Gary.
Yeah, everything unlucky happens to him.
Just
the time
out.
He got kettled in the student protest. Remember that?
And he was cleaning the toilet and it kind of like had a bit of blow back in his face.
Someone
like
fell on him once, didn't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, someone fell on him while asking directions, that kind of thing. Bad things happen to him. I've just found out, and this is my absolute favourite, that he's going to Glastonbury as of Wednesday.
Oh, no.
We should try and get live updates because bad things will happen. You know it.
I just worry for everyone else at Glastonbury.
So do I.
He brings the bad luck.
Unlucky Gary's coming. So you've got headliners Adele and Muse. And, like, it's all happening all over the weekend with Clara and with Hugh Stevens and Alice Levine, bringing you all the excitement and loads of live music highlights from Glastonbury, catching up with people like Lost Shadow Puppets and Jess Glynn and Years and Foals and Catfish and the Bottlemen. Annie Mack will kick things off from Glastonbury from the BBC Music Introducing Stage on Thursday night from 7pm. You want to see what we got covered? bbc.co.uk/Glastonbury. bbc.co.uk/Glastonbury. You can see everything that's happening at the festival this year.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Greg's coming up on Real or No Real. Hey, Chris, all fine. Don't mind you using my phone charger.
What do you mean?
Get some juice. No, it's good. I like it. It's fine. You can, like... But oh, can you please delete some of your emails, please? Because I've just seen your phone. 8,514 emails.
Oh, yeah.
That's really stressing me out. Delete some immediately, please.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Seriously, the person that's got 14,000 emails on their phone, you're just... Even thinking about you is stressing me out right now. Just delete some immediately, please. Have you seen Chris's phone, Greg?
I'm all right with
it's
this.
Over
5,000. I'm the same with phone. With the
right, how
phone
many? How many? Emails,
I cleared it out the other day, but 6 notifications on the phone, which people don't like.
Yeah. Six.
No, but people like a clean sweep, don't they?
I don't know why, but I like to keep my emails at 42.
42.
I don't know why. But if it goes over that, I get really stressed out.
That's your zero.
Yeah, it is. It is my zero, yeah.
But you're going to have to deal with that because I'm not going to get rid of 8,000 emails.
I'm going to make you after the show.
But you can't.
No, I am going to, though.
You just do select all. Delete.
What do you mean?
Select all and delete. That's all you do.
What, just start all over?
Yeah.
I've never even thought of starting all over.
Just get rid.
Inbox zero. Feels great. Feels
so
amazing.
Good.
Until you go on holiday and you need the reference for the car hire.
Yeah.
Then it's bad.
So
then there's ways around it.
Well, do it after the show.
Should I just commit?
Yeah.
Do it.
Well, because, like, you've not read them for so long.
Yeah.
Like, there's, like, so many emails in there. Doesn't matter now. Weeks ago, months ago. Doesn't matter.
Yeah. You've got to rationalise it sometimes and go, you're still here.
Yeah.
You've still got a job.
That's right.
Still got a house. Everything's fine.
Yeah.
You don't need those 8,000.
People managed without phones in the 80s.
Exactly.
They were still alive.
Fine. So
some of them aren't.
So
alive,
what? Delete everything on the phone and start again.
Yeah, I'm saying that.
Do it.
We're going to do it at 4. Yeah. Okay, here's today's Real or No Real.
In Los Angeles, a new craze is taking over. Doga, a form of yoga for you and your dog.
Of course.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I never believe in these things because it is for you. It's not for the dog.
It is for you, yeah.
No, because the dog won't be doing yoga.
Well, you know what it's actually for? It's for people who don't want to get dog cover. So they're just like, oh, I'll just take the dog to everything I do.
Mm.
So you're going shopping, you're doing yoga, you're going swimming.
I was actually by a pool in Los Angeles last week, and I heard a mother, it was like on a mum and daughter day out.
Why were you on that day out?
No, I was just overhearing their conversation.
Mothers and daughters only.
Taking your daughter with you.
I was overhearing the conversation.
Have you got a daughter?
No. And the mum went to the daughter, honey, are you sure? There's so much sat fat in that.
What's this got to do with the dog?
No, I'm just saying that, like, people are ridiculous there.
Oh.
So, it wouldn't surprise me that people do take their dogs to yoga.
Oh, yeah.
People love, like, in LA particularly, people, like, treat dogs as people.
But the dog's not going to be disciplined enough to sit there with its leg over its head, is it?
Yeah, but
doing
I can't
yoga.
Imagine it doing the stretches.
Well, how amazing would it be at the downward dog?
Oh, yes.
What's this the downward dog?
Come on.
I genuinely don't know. Is this a yoga position? Does anyone here do yoga, by the way?
I have done it. I don't really enjoy
What's
it very
the point?
Much.
I did hot yoga once. It wasn't for me.
That's Bikram, isn't it?
Yeah,
awful. You wouldn't want to do hot dog yoga.
No.
That's different. This is definitely true. That there's so many people that don't do anything in LA. They need to fill their day with something.
Exactly.
This
that.
Is definitely the thing.
Okay.
Going back to the doggy sort of days out and stuff like that, you sent me an amazing picture of one of your mates who sends their dog off on some kind of, like, doggy daycare thing,
he does,
right?
Yeah, he got, like, his dog... Like, he loves his dog so much. It's like a kid to him. But he does, like, they have a thing where they pick him up in a van every day. Not every day, like maybe two or three days a week. And they go to theme parks.
They go to theme parks.
Yeah, the thing, I just want to stop you there. I wouldn't do that to my child if I had one.
Just
the,
explain,
the van's
just,
here.
No, he went to Chessington. They went to Chessington the week before last.
Yeah, and they do different ones.
Orton Towers the week before
you
that.
You don't want your dog getting bored of the same theme park, do you?
Oh, no, of course not.
Let's just take this in for a second, right? These dogs go on trips around museums and all sorts.
They're doing more than we have.
They do.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
More culture than us.
Yeah. I like it that the dogs, like the lads, are on tours of like various theme parks. Well, where next, lads? Bird World.
You sent me a picture and they're all just having a swim.
Yeah,
they're
like just lads, just chilling out.
It is.
This is crazy.
Real
this,
or no real?
Yeah, this
a
is
form
real.
Of yoga for you and your dog in LA.
Yeah, real. Has to be.
Worryingly, I think this will be real. So
that one real. Is real.
Yes.
Yeah.
Doga is a real thing. Actual yoga for dogs. Saw it with my own eyes last week.
Did you go?
No.
Oh my God, you went.
I didn't.
Took the dog, did you?
No, I didn't, because I don't have a dog.
Yeah, I can't imagine you with the dog. That's strange,
right,
isn't it? No, I'm taking offence by that, I can see. I don't mean that.
It's like
I just can't imagine what dog you would have.
Okay, here we go. Oh, it would be a dog in a bag, etc.
Dog in a bag? Dog in a handbag?
Little
what do you mean, the little dog? Yeah. No, I think you'd have a massive growler. Like, you know, like a huge, huge, like, ravenous dog.
I want one with, like, where it has
muzzled.
To be... It has to be muzzled and restrained.
One of those ones with a lampshade in its head.
Exactly that, yeah. You'd think I'd have a chihuahua. No.
Yeah, you're bucking stereotypes here.
That's right. Anyway, so yoga for dogs. Within six sessions of Doga, your stress levels will decrease, as will your dog's. What a load of nonsense. And next...
Nick Jonas has been selling physical copies of his latest album from the boot of his car.
Hey, car boot sales.
So he...
They're still on.
Car boot sales are definitely still on.
Yeah, and very much a thing. But not for Nick Jonas, surely.
Unless it's some sort of wacky... stunt that they've decided to do.
Yeah.
Right, I'll go and look like you're a man of the people by going to a car boot sale and selling your own album.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, if you're selling his stuff, then that's different. That's he's really mucking in. But this is just... Well,
it's got
stuff,
to be a
it?
Photo op, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Do you think?
Or he's a contestant.
He's not going to be down Blackbush Market of a Sunday, is he?
He could be a contestant on Bargain Hunt USA. Could be like a celebrity Bargain Hunt.
What, and Tim Wallacott's there. Just
Do they do
thing.
Bargain Hunt in the US?
I've not seen it, no.
No, it's one of those that just stays here, does it?
They do Storage Hunters.
They do.
I mean, that is a thing.
Yeah, that's amazing.
That's a bit different, though, isn't it?
So was Jonas selling physical copies of his latest album from the boot of his car recently?
Also, who's getting physical copies these days still?
I don't know.
Maybe it was just some leftovers. If it was a choice between getting them pulped or... selling them yourself, then I think I know what I'd choose.
I'm just trying to work out why he would
demoralising
be doing it.
To be pulped.
The thing is, if he turns up somewhere, he's going to be recognised. He's a very recognisable person, right? It's going to get crowded. It's going to be busy.
Yeah but he's selling he albums with his face on it. He wants the attention.
And the money.
He's not just going down there to get rid of him on the sly. He's going down there with a fanfare and everything. Here I am.
Hi. Get your CDs here. Hey.
Niche. It's a niche store, isn't it? Really?
Could be a publicity thing, this, couldn't it, if it's real. But
real
can't...
or no real?
I can imagine Granny's going up going, what else you got?
Yeah.
From the boot of his car, it's going to be like a massive tour bus or something, isn't it? It's not going to be like...
You got any Donny Osmond?
Little car.
Got the second album by the Jonas Brothers.
Okay, real.
I'm going to go no real.
That one is real.
Wow. Yes. He was photographed parked up outside the Ed Sullivan Theatre in New York, selling copies of his latest album from the boot of a car for $13. Now...
Why?
I don't know.
Is that more than normal?
I don't know. Nick Jonas holding a car boot sale there, or people still buying CDs. Which one is more of a hoe?
The markup on that.
I know.
Come on, what's the incentive?
He's pocketing that, isn't he? And finally...
Fallout Boy and Missy Elliott failed to deliver their Ghostbusters single on time as they were trying to sample actual ghosts for the track.
Wow, come on.
That's not true. Fallout Boy and Missy Elliott have done a song, right?
That's happening, is it?
Is it?
Is that the actual one?
Happened.
Has it?
I wasn't aware of that either, Scott.
Right.
Oh, I didn't know.
But then I'm no film expert.
Well, as you say that, apparently while I've been away, you actually have been.
Oh, wow.
What's been happening, please?
What hasn't been happening?
Can you give me a little lowdown on what happened?
The first week, there was Only one film.
I managed to get one film to review for Greg, yeah.
Then the next week the floodgates open and he was invited to three screenings.
It was all fine. Yeah, no, no, it's all job done.
I think he did a very good job.
And who did you interview?
Kevin Hart. And two people from The Conjuring 2.
Including the director.
Actually can't remember the names.
But what the great thing was is that he actually introduced a new element to it. And that element is, gives you a plum rating, and then tells you what's the best drink to enjoy the film with. Great. Or to make the film better. Oh, no. It's best enjoyed with a litre of Baileys. Yes. For example.
Yes, that kind of thing.
And The Conjuring 2,
I can't remember what drink that was.
Okay, good. All right, well, I'm glad that Ali's
Mary
back.
Or
yeah, Bloody Mary. Yeah.
So Fall Out Boy and Missy Elliott have not delivered their Ghostbusters song on time because they were trying to sample actual ghosts for the track. A bit like Yvette Fielding back in the day on Most Haunted, looking for ghosts.
You'll be there for so long. I mean, where are they going to just go to this various haunted houses and hope for the best?
I always thought about that show, though, Most Haunted. If she ever found a ghost, game over, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, she's spent her whole career and made quite a lot of money out of looking for ghosts. Once you find one, that's it. That's it.
It's in her interest to to make you think that there is ghosts there, but not enough that you can prove it.
But if you actually found one, that's the end of your career.
Yeah.
Well, they're not stupid, are they?
No. Yeah, she's literally searching for the end of her career.
Yes, she is. Which she'll never find.
Okay, no reel for this.
No.
This is stupid.
Well, it would delay you, wouldn't it? So I'm going to go real.
That one is no real.
Not true, but Fall Out Boy and Missy Elliott have recorded a new version of the Ghostbusters theme for the new Ghostbusters movie, also featuring 5 Seconds of Summer and Zayn Malik.
Whoa.
At the end of that round of real or no real?
I got 10, Greg got 30.
Good.
Yeah, so what's on today, please?
Big news. If you're a fan of Independence Day or Jurassic Park or any of the other films he's been in, Jeff Goldblum is on the show at 5:10.
Wow, that's huge.
Yeah.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Those are Monday's best bits. We're back tomorrow from 1 and getting wet at 1:45 on Innuendo Bingo is Hugh Stevens. Scott Mills.